Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again, and we love to have you join us each and every weekend and invite your friends and neighbors, family members. Folks, we have so much to talk about and so much information to share, and we hope you find it valuable. We also hope you visit our sponsors and tell them you heard about them here on CCTA Wake Up Call, because they are what keeps us going. We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Melissa Potter.
Hello.
And Hal and Rainer James with us tonight.
Hey.
And we are going to talk about the news that ain't the news on mainstream media, I think. Right, Melissa?
I hope so.
All right. You want to kick us off with your $33 billion news report?
Oh, that was, we started out with the Ukraine-Russia situation. 16 million here, 18 million there. You know, this is their financial assistance plus the equipment we sent. Today, Biden asked Congress for $33 billion. That's with a B, billion dollars. And Hal, I know you said just now when we were speaking about this that you heard that it was funding some food banks and things like that. Even if that's the case, which I would not believe that because number one, they are. Basically the breadbasket of Europe there, you know,
yes.
They, and we were told from the get-go, they would not starve. Who they send their food to would lose a bit, but they have plenty of food there. Second thing is there are, as in any disastrous situation, you got the Red Cross, you have the
Good Samaritan's Purse, Operation Blessing.
People are sending, every time you open a social media app, there's contribute to Ukraine here. Okay, those needs are being met. Okay, but Mary, I think you had more to follow on that.
Well, it's supposed to fund the budget, salaries, and pension obligations of the Ukraine government. Good grief.
Are these the same government officials whose wives were caught at the border leaving with suitcases full of American currency?
Are these the same government officials that were involved in Burisma and Hunter Biden and all that stuff?
Well, that's a good point, Melissa, but how much of those millions that left in those suitcases circled back to the Biden family?
I want to add something for those that have been schooled in CRT and Common Core. A billion is 1,000 million. It's, folks, it's a big number. Now let's talk about 33 billion of them.
Huge. It's mind-blowing when you think of, you know, and the people who support this are the same people who are, take care of our homeless, you know, take care of all of the immigrants.
Well,
just
take care of our citizens? Have you looked at the economy lately?
These are the people who say things like this. You know, they want everything. Give us free health care. Please cancel
student loans.
They want all of that, but they also want, yes, give to Ukraine. Do I feel for the Ukraine people? I wholeheartedly, absolutely hate to see the devastation. They do not deserve this. They did not ask for this. And yes, I hate that for them. We, as a nation, we cannot save the entire world. $33 billion in addition to everything we have already sent, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
It makes sense if you want inflation worse in America. They're headed right there, lickety-split.
Hitting it on the head.
If you're trying to follow the globalist plan of George Soros and Schwab and all the rest of them, Bill Gates, to crash our economy and take over turn our country into a third world country, a dictatorship, it fits right into that.
If your blood isn't boiling yet, the Biden administration plans to divert VA resources to address the border crisis. We're sending money to Ukraine. We're pulling money away from the Veterans Affairs Department and sending it to southern border to provide health care for illegal immigrants.
Instead of vets?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we can get in line.
Yeah, I mean,
at the border.
Look how much money they're sending for these people that are crossing the border to pay for all that.
Oh, you mean the cell phones and the airline flights and the whole bit?
The hotel stay,
everything.
The medications. Yep. Yes.
The bus trips to New York and the rest.
They don't have vaccine mandates or mask mandates or anything.
Look, have you seen the videos where just across the border? There are piles and stacks of IDs and passports and everything that when they get across the border, they drop all that there. Why would they do that?
So that we don't know who's coming across. They've caught a number of terrorists so far this year, and I'm sure there are more they haven't caught.
And what about the poor ranchers that own property along the border that can't even sleep at night?
No, they can't. They're at risk.
It's interesting, Rick, that you said that they drop the IDs and passports there. They need the IDs and passports to get that far.
Yeah.
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 They have to have them to get through their own country. You're absolutely right.
Well, here's one that's hit me a couple of times here in the last couple of months. It really burns me up. Don't have to have an ID to vote. But I went to the bank to put some money in my account. Guess what? I have to show ID to put money in my account, to make a deposit in my own account. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not withdrawing. I'm putting it in. She says, we're required now to take your ID.
Well, and let's go back to the border real quick. I do want to acknowledge that we did lose an officer
we did.
At the border this week.
And he was rescuing drug smugglers.
Yeah, I guess he didn't know they were drug smugglers.
Well, obviously, I mean,
he was doing
his better nature.
He was doing his job.
Yeah,
he was doing his
better
job.
Nature
he was willing
over.
To put it all on the line to help another human being.
Yes.
And he lost his life for that. And unfortunately, that is an occurrence in what you were saying about the ranchers, but it's more than that because they're not going into their property and stopping. They are going into these cities, and these cities are fighting so hard. The drugs that are coming in, the crime that is coming in with, the drinking, the domestic
violence,
the trafficking, you know, these things are occurring in huge volumes. So when you say, just let them in, if you're not living there dealing with this every day, I don't think you...
Melissa,
you
know, the thing that bothered me the most about the death of that young man was when Jen Psaki was asked about it. She said, well, he doesn't work for us. He works for Texas.
Absolutely put the blame on Texas. It was an absolutely disgusting response.
Yes.
You know, thinking about the stuff that you were just talking about, drugs, trafficking, so forth, the quality of life in people, for people, Americans living in those areas... is not more than a teeny cut above the quality of life of the people suffering in the Ukraine.
I spent most of the day today down at the county, what do you call it, county?
Board of courthouse.
Yeah, the courthouse and Board of Elections. The courthouse, this morning, there was wasn't a parking place for people to vote because everybody was coming in, parking their cars, and walking over to the courthouse. So our law enforcement officers are really cracking down on drug dealers in our neck of the woods. It was evident today, strongly so.
Well, and since we've gotten Chip Hughes, he has really, our sheriff, Chip Hughes, has really cracked down. And you see, he actually made a post this morning. I bet there were 30 names up there of people who have been caught with big, like methamphetamine and fentanyl and big
things that kill people.
Yes, things that do kill people. But every time he is here, every time we speak to him on the show or in person, he says it's getting worse, not better. No matter how many they crack down on, there are more people coming in. And unfortunately, the border is wide open.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's flush with money from the cartels. Sometimes these guys on the border are trying to fight against people that are way outarming them, these cartels
have
the best of the best in weaponry and equipment. And
well, you got to think about it, that they are sending people over the border with, if it's $1 million package. I mean, think about some of these busts that you've heard of, $20,000 street value, $30,000 street value. You are going to do everything you can do to not get caught to take down whoever is in front of you. And that is...
But the thing is, the people that are bringing it over, It's not that they're worried about getting caught for the reason that they're trying to protect that amount of drugs or whatever. They're worried about getting caught because if they get caught, they're going to get killed anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to do everything they can to get that money back to the cartel.
Right.
Because the cartel...
Okay, I misunderstood you.
So it's no holds barred.
Yeah.
And
not going to go back empty-handed. Uh-uh. No.
A lot of them are in sexual slavery also. I mean, there's no way they can win. They're like...
Yeah, I do... It's been kind of portrayed as, well, I had to do it for money. And I watch a show called To Catch a Smuggler. And it is at the different borders to all countries, but it does, focus on our borders as well. And every time a smuggler gets caught, I did it for the money. And they kind of portray it as like, oh, he did it for $1,500 or he did it for $2,000 to take care of his family at home. Okay, that's not a foreign thing. There are people in this very town who would do illegal things for $2,000. I mean, that's a human thing. People think that way. Some people do. And so it doesn't matter where you come from. If you're willing to do something illegal for an easy buck, you're going to do it. Right. So it's not, they talk about how the cartel preys on these people, but they are taking women who will do it for $2,000. They'll go over, stay in a hotel, they'll ingest the drugs. They'll come back over. They walk through the border. They walk right through, right across the bridge and walk through. Only if someone is paying attention and says, hey, let me take another look at her, are they going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about how many people are walking back and forth across that border every single day because they come in here to work, right? And people from here go over there to work. They say, oh, I just went down to see a dentist. I had to spend 2 days there to see a dentist because it's cheaper there. If no one catches them and scans them on the way back, they just smuggled in these drugs, right? Because they ingest them. And there's not enough funding with them, especially diverting in the past year. How much funds have been diverted from the border?
When you say ingest them, you mean take it or swallow them?
They swallow them in balloons.
Balloons, yeah.
And
if the balloon breaks, they're dead.
If the balloon breaks, they're dead.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, they are dead. So, our funds have to take them to the hospital, and they have to be monitored until it comes out. Yeah.
When I was working in that drug addiction stuff, we found people that had sewn balloons full of drugs in the muscles in their legs.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, doctors found them.
Well, that's one perspective. There's also another one, and that's where these cartels hold their families hostage.
They do, yeah.
And they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because their
child is being held, or their mother. Right. You're absolutely... The cartel is... joke.
It's pure evil.
Yeah.
Pure evil.
It is. They will...
They have no regard for human life.
No regard for
human life. At all. It's all about the money.
That almighty dollar.
Right. Well, with this catch and release idea, there's hardly any consequences to getting caught, apparently.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about the border.
Our government is being used against us. Let's face it, gang.
Right.
Whether it's money, whether it's drugs, no matter what it is, the government is acting against the best interest of the American people, right?
And a lot of them are involved in getting the kickbacks from it. Okay, it's time for us to take a break to hear from our sponsors. And again, please pay attention and go out and visit them.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about the border problem and things like that. And, there's so many other things to talk about. But what's going on in the news cycle now? What is distracting us from everything else that's gone wrong in the country? What are we listening to and hearing about every day?
Ukraine. Elon Musk. Elon Musk.
Twitter and the Johnny Depp trial.
There you go. Johnny Depp trial.
Lord.
Distracting us from what's really going on out there. And the Ukraine crisis. People, what happened to all the other problems that were so, that were dominating the news just before the COVID?
They're still driving Americans crazy. They're just not paying any attention to it, hoping that we will forget and forgive and move on.
Let's circle back to the COVID one. I'm going to circle back to the COVID one because apparently our friend Dr. Fauci won't go to the correspondence dinner, even though he's had the shots and four boosters, and he's still
he's
afraid
of COVID.
But he's supposed to represent our feelings.
Right.
Well, good luck with that.
Right. He's the science. I mean, you're boosted and protected so much, but yet
could it
you're
be
right.
He's afraid of the correspondence?
I want to totally change the subject to something I think most of us may have missed. Has anybody heard about a book called Johnny the Walrus?
Nope.
Okay, let me tell you about Johnny the Walrus. Because Johnny the Walrus has gotten the people at Amazon to the point where they're having therapy. It is a number one bestseller written by Matt Walsh. And the premise of the book, see if you figure out what's going on here. Johnny is a little boy with a big imagination. One day he pretends to be a big scary dinosaur. The next day he's a knight in shining armor or a playful puppy. But when the internet people find out Johnny likes to make believe, he's forced to make a decision between the little boy he is and the things he pretends to be. Mm-hmm. And he's not allowed to change his mind.
Oh, gosh, gender fluidity.
Yes, and so the liberals who work at Amazon are traumatized by this book. And they are, I mean, there's an article, I don't know if it's up there.
It's about as logical as what they espouse. I think it's brilliant.
But it's, I mean, to think that they're traumatized by the fact that this book is a bestseller.
And that's no joke. They're really saying they are feeling trauma from this.
Hold on 1 minute. Just so that everybody can feel safer, I went out to the Amazon site, and currently it's unavailable. We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock at Amazon.
Yeah, so that's very convenient for them.
For the woke people, you can feel much safer.
All right.
I expect there's some place else we can buy it.
Yeah, well, Mary,
it's a reflection of where we are.
Yeah, just as the globalists have done, you've distracted us from where we were.
But this sidetrack was better because it was illustrating the stupidity of the left that's trying to get us to be what we aren't.
And I suspect that not too many people were aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
No, right. I wasn't.
No, I love Matt Walsh. I think it's a brilliant response. Where we were about the what else are we paying attention, what all went away.
What about our economy? What about the food shortages that are coming up? Is anybody aware that over 20 food processing plants have been burned and destroyed?
And materials are not available to rebuild them.
Yes, wow. Every week there's one, and it's widespread. And this isn't...
But how many of you have seen that on a mainstream media news site?
None. But it is being talked about in local news everywhere. Yes. It is a big issue in their local area. But when you look at a map of all of these plants being,
you but know, the Biden sabotaged. Administration says everything's fine. Where the economy is booming and jobs, and well, it's wonderful.
It must be, because we've got $33 billion to send off to help somebody else.
You know, Mary, what you are saying, when questioned about it, as they are, Peter Ducey especially, questions
Saki. Oh, he's about, good.
Yeah. You know, about the inflation and the cost of things. And she, with a straight face, responds that how they gauge is not on Wall Street or things like that. How they gauge is, do the American people have a little wiggle room? Do they have more money in their pocket? And they do. Where is she getting that information from? If I am paying so much more for gas, an exorbitant amount for eggs, my gosh, I haven't had eggs in a week. They're so expensive. Meat is outrageous. If I'm paying that much more for those things that I normally get, how on earth does she think I have extra money in my pocket?
Well, your numbers in terms of what you're making may look better. Unfortunately,
but it won't buy nearly as much.
I mean, you may get, let's say you're a working person and you get a 5% raise. Well, that's great. But inflation goes up 10%. You just got a 5% raise and went 5% down.
Back, yes. We are not doing better.
Nope.
And you're right. So if you look at all the polls, the Democrats are freaking out. They know they're getting ready to get hit hard, and they're freaking out.
If it's an honest election.
Yes.
You're, right.
Well, by George, they have earned they've earned a shellacking. They have earned it big time.
Oh, for sure. But so now we have to put out and kind of get together like they do and put out their story, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to write the narrative, and this is what you're looking at, these shining pieces over here. But, you know, we were talking about it over here that I'm so tough on you, on Russia, and look what I'm doing, and I've pulled the world together, and we're going to give them so much money and take care of them, and we're doing such... What's happening in China? And he's not saying a word about China.
Yes.
Is making big moves.
Oh, yeah.
Big
yeah.
moves. And they're not addressing it at all.
Well, why isn't NATO involved? That's the question I'd like to ask.
Well, first of all, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. That was
right.
the whole question.
Yeah.
But there's an interesting parallel here. When Clinton faced his first midterms, he took a shellacking. But Clinton was a popular president.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a midterm coming up with a president who's got a 30% approval rating.
Worse.
The amount of cheating it's going to take to turn this around is ridiculous and will be obvious and will be spottable. This is going to be a very interesting November.
Not to mention there's a lot of election integrity groups have sprung up all across the nation.
Thank God.
More and more eyes are on the process and what's going on. More and more people are awake to how it took place. Now, Dinesh D'Souza. D'Souza movie is coming out in the next week, I believe, the 2000 Mules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was brilliant, very brilliant. A group of cyber experts got together and said, okay, let's figure out how this happened. So they were able to track cell phone signals. And they mapped out where all these drop boxes were, and they could map the cell phones that were in the vicinity of these drop boxes and map some of the cell phones that were in the vicinity of this drop box and the next one and the next one, and dozens of drop boxes this phone would be going around to, and there was hundreds of them. And then they said, well, let's see if there are any surveillance cameras in the area, and there were. So they have surveillance footage and cell phone records of these mules going from drop box to drop box, dropping ballots in. So they figured out how that happened. He's produced this movie. It's coming out next week. I think everybody needs to try to see it. And that's one that they're not going to be able to pull off so easy again.
Now they, and we're talking thousands and thousands.
Thousands. Enough to turn over the elections, yes.
Right. And then we also have True the Vote. And God bless these people who have been called delusional and crazy, and every single case you've taken to court has been shut down, you've lost. You know, they push through, and they are still continuing, and they are fighting the good fight, and God bless them for doing that. And they are turning out real evidence, real hardcore evidence, and it's not just the machines, and it's not just the mules, like you were talking about, the ballot harvesting, and you know,
you had corruption in the poll workers.
Yes. And, you know, they're looking at, there's groups that are looking at voter rolls that are absolutely need to be cleaned up. That, I mean, we're talking 10,000 names in tiny little cities of people voting. You know, there are other groups who are looking at the machines. There are groups who are looking at the ballot harvesting and those types of organizations that go out, and like the nursing homes, 100% full reported.
Yeah.
I mean, things like that. And finally, Georgia, who we have all heard so many horror stories, finally have started, and they subpoenaed all of the information that True the Vote has pulled up, and that came out this week.
So. That investigation that you were talking about, that's the one where the people took pictures of themselves so they could get paid.
Yeah, they had to take selfies.
The final idiocy.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
I want to go back to...
You're circling back.
Yeah, I know. I'm circling back.
She's making
again.
A straight beeline back.
I want to go, talking about election fraud, I want to go back to 2016, because there is a recount of what happened with Hillary Clinton on election night, and this has been reported by a number of people, that as she realized she was losing, she said, get that blanking Lauer fired for this. She was referring to Donald Trump, and she said, if that blanking blank wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished, and if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up. Well, when you lose an election, you don't normally hang by a noose.
Yep.
What was she talking about?
Yep. Well, I think we
and
all...
Did they perfect what they messed up in 16 in 2020?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think she was talking about Benghazi, and she was talking about a lot of things that had happened on her watch.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And there were other people who were equally guilty of contributing to the
wrongdoing.
And she
was afraid she was going to be found out. And that was a case where they didn't really successfully investigate.
You're right.
Right.
There is absolutely no doubt that they were terrified with Trump coming in, that he was hungry to get rid of some people. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean, he was an excellent president. I'm going to be honest. I am not happy that he shut that investigation down.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got a lot of bad advice. He trusted some of the wrong people.
Yes.
But he's a fast learner.
Right. I don't think he realized the extent of the corruption inside of all those agencies.
I think even when, and I understand what you're saying, because I think even what, I mean, look at what's even recently come out, you think this circle, they're on your side and they're telling you what, they're with you, they're going through. But when they walk out that door, they're fighting you every step of the way and leaking things. And
he had to learn that the hard way.
Are you talking about people like McCarthy?
I don't think any of us understood the depth of the corruption.
I don't either.
No,
I think we're beginning to.
Right.
Yes.
Well, who wants to believe that their government could be doing some of the evil, awful things they've done to the public?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about some more of that right after this break.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's,
it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we have covered a couple of topics. Let's move on to another one, the distractions that all this Ukraine talk and news reporting day after day after day, and Johnny Depp trial. while we're looking at that, we're not seeing what's happening to the hundreds of American citizens that have been locked away in D.C. jails for almost 2 years now.
Yes.
With no charges and no trial. And
I don't see how
and that is a total disgrace and a total abuse of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, why are we allowing it? And what can be done about it?
Now, that is a good question.
It is a good question. Well, what happened is when they locked all these people away, then all the other people said, I can't give up my job, my family, my life, and everything. So they didn't show up to do, you know, to rebel and do anything to help take them back.
And I suspect that was part of the plan of the bad guys.
It's intimidation.
Yep.
Intimidation. This, if you come up here against us, this is what's going to happen to you. That's exactly what it is, to shut down people.
But where are the judges?
The judges are in the back pockets of the corrupted legislators and, you know, the globalists. I mean,
it's just wrong.
Where did the judges come from? That's what you
have.
Where'd they come from? Now, speaking of judges, Matthew Martin is a judge that acquitted one of the January 6th. He's the one that was acquitted. Matthew Martin was just acquitted of all charges relating to allegations of his role in the January 6th riots. And Judge Trevor N. McFadden made what many believe is a landmark ruling in the ongoing January 6th trials, ruling that could change everything. And what he did, he looked at the evidence and said, well, the police were holding the doors open for the guy.
Yeah.
He was just wandering around. The video shows he wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. The doors were open to him. He was invited in. He comes in. Next thing you know, he's in jail for over a year.
I'm glad you're talking about it. It needs to be publicized, and maybe part of the solution is publicizing
right.
that.
It goes against the mainstream media's narrative and relating to the riots, and which previously had been explained by the FBI as having no premeditation. And There was no premeditated. Well,
not
no,
on the part not, of the right. true people there to protest the way the election was handled. There was premeditation on the part of some people in our government
yep.
working against us right. yet again.
But now that this judge has officially agreed on record that people were essentially allowed to be there, we might actually see some justice because this is going to set a precedent. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they won't drag it out too much longer.
Well, I would like to think so. But on the flip side of that, there has been the exact same case. You know, there are a few of them in there who did the same thing, walked into an open door, looked around, took some selfies, and then got arrested. And they have been charged. So, or they are still being held.
The ones charged with trespass?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The charges haven't been, they're just being held. They haven't been convicted yet.
But
and what about the woman that was shot?
Oh, God.
Nothing's been done
no
about that. No investigation. No one held accountable. Nothing.
Nobody's been held accountable.
And so I think what my point is that, you know, we have seen some horrible things, some, you know, events happen that these people have been caught, charged, and are released on bail.
Yeah,
you know, and
the riots where they were burning down buildings that people lived above.
Yeah, putting human yeah. life at risk.
You know,
billions of dollars of destruction. Yeah, and they go free.
But even aside from that, I'm talking about people who have done, you know, like on their own. There was someone who they shot five people and they were out. They managed to pay their bail, and they were out on bail awaiting their trial. You know, several of these things happen. These people were not given that choice. Mm-hmm. They have not been given bail. They have been sitting in there. And like everything, unfortunately, it dies down. We quit talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are still sitting there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's their life. And so when we're silent, we're complicit with it.
Yeah.
And I think they're being used as a lesson of, this is what's going to happen to you. You will sit in this jail and you will rot if you come up against us. And that is exactly what's happening. And, you know, it's going to take some brave people to stand up and say, we're not scared.
You know, I wonder what would happen if people in communities all across the country learned as much as you can about one of the people and had a series of speakers tell the stories of these people. And mounted a protest, not in D.C., but spread out all across the country.
Well, you know, there's a whole other series of people. I mean, and again, we're looking at the people that are illegally confined.
Yes.
Illegally confined.
Yes.
But look at the other series of people whose credit scores have been degraded, whose credit cards have been canceled, and phones been tracked because they were near D.C. on that date.
Yep.
Right.
It's also outrageous. It's not as bad, but it's horrible.
Now, in private industry, or maybe not even just private industry, you know, there's the RICO laws, racketeering and influence and corruption, okay? Why are we not charging the federal officials with those same RICO laws?
Because it's the same corrupt justice system that's not going to charge them, is not going to follow through on anything. You have a judge here and there like this one that does the right thing. How long do you think he's going to last?
A long, long time, I hope.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's pretend, okay? Let's have a pretend session here. Let's pretend that Donald Trump Jr., while his father was in office, had got caught with a laptop full of pornography or was witnessed doing drugs and having sex with minors. What do you think would have happened?
Uproar City. Arrest.
It would have been on every front page of every newspaper in the country. He would have been condemned without a trial.
And his father would have
been
with him.
Yes, yep. His father would have been implicated.
But remember, it doesn't even require him to do that. It just requires a rumor that he is suspected of doing
that.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
A made up room. It's kind of like,
the Russian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ukraine, even.
Yeah. How about that? All these loops circle back to each other, don't they?
And you know what? I got to tell you now that it is, you know, we've been talking about Hunter Biden laptop, the Biden family connections for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about that. But mainstream media has not. So for them to be spending the time on it and having to save face, having to say something, there's got to be a lot more there.
Again, yep. Ukraine, big distraction. Take your eye off the ball over here, okay? Don't pay attention to this. Pay attention to what's going on in Ukraine, okay? And look what we're doing.
Well, it'd be nice if what's going on in Ukraine ends up uncovering what the Bidens did in Ukraine prior.
Well, I said, let's pretend. Now let's get in touch with reality, because this is what really happened with the Biden laptop. There's a full list of 51 deep state intelligence officials who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop to defeat Trump in 2020. They have the evidence. Well, the laptop was the evidence.
Talking about the ones who signed the letter that this was Russian disinformation?
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah. They have the laptop. The guy that gave the laptop to Rudy Giuliani made copies. It wasn't just the only copy, you know.
That was probably life-preserving.
Right. The information's been leaked out on the internet, and as fast as it gets out there, they try to clean it up and get rid of it. But if you want to know whether it's true or not, it's out there. It's out there. But you're not going to see it on NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, or your favorite, CNN.
For 1995.
Because they're all covering up for it. But like I said, pretend if the roles had been reversed and that was Donald Trump Jr.,
there's no doubt.
Either the trials would still be going on or the execution would be scheduled for the near future.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt.
No. All right. Well, what else have we got to talk about today?
Well, I think it's interesting that our local elections are going on. We spent a lot of time working down at the polls today. This is a Wednesday. We're recording on Wednesday, and today was the first day that the polls were open. They opened early this morning, and they didn't close till when? 7:30 this evening. So they just closed not long ago, and the turnout was, I think, disappointing. The number of candidates is amazing, and so I think that's a good thing, that a lot of people are willing to serve. A lot of people are willing to serve locally and across the state. And some really important positions are open, too. But it behooves our listeners to educate themselves a little bit before they come down. It's a huge number of candidates, and they ought to do a voter lookup and find out who's going to be on their ballot, because if you just walk in cold, it's pretty darn confusing, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it is absolutely confusing. There are a lot of candidates, but at the same time, these candidates, they put their information out there. They want you to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you were just talking about the judge and how he decided that case, and you said, and how long do you think he's going to last? You know, that kind of doom and gloom, I get that. I understand that. We do get to that point where we feel like, what's the point? But I'm telling you guys, we cannot fall into that. Every election, it is the point. We have to get enough true patriots there. Get them in office. It starts with your school board. I know I get on this bandwagon every time we talk about elections, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. It starts with your school board. These people are making important decisions about how our community, the people in it, turn out. And this spreads and it goes through the nation. So don't just go vote for the president of the United States. You need to start in your local elections. And you have a smart little computer in your hand. I know every one of you do. Look it up. You know, you can educate yourself on who to vote for. And if you can't.
And also, a lot of them are downtown. They're downtown,
yes.
And you can
go meet them.
Meet them, exactly. Yeah. Talk to them.
Right.
And like Melissa says, do the research yourself. I'm already getting phone calls, emails, people asking me, who should we vote for? And I'm saying, I can't tell you who to vote for. CCTA is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group. We do not endorse candidates because they're calling me as CCTA chair.
Right.
And I said, we don't provide lists. We, you know, that's up to you. We will point you to sources like the iVoter Guide and the Family Research Council. And there's a number of organizations out there that track the records of conservative politicians, and they rate them based on their conservatism. And if they are incumbents, they have a record to go by. And you can go out there just like I can, like I do, and you can do your own research and search for those candidates and make up your own mind. It's always better to make your own decision than have somebody else tell you what
to
do.
It is. And if they don't have a record, because that is confusing, because if they're an incumbent and they have a record, yes, you can tell. But what if this is a newbie? You don't have anything to go on.
Well,
go look at their social media
pages.
There you go. They will tell you exactly who they are.
Exactly
who they are.
My Facebook page is, what, 20 years old or more now?
They will tell you exactly who they are.
You can go and look at that, and you'll see I'm the same today as I was 20 years ago. But you look at a lot of them out there, and they shift with the wind. They shift with the wind. Whatever's going on, what I was for back then, I'm against now, and what I was against back then, I'm for now.
I'll tell you who they are real quick.
Right.
I was a Democrat then, now I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
You know, getting back to school board in particular, there seems to be a myth going around that only people with school-age children need to be interested in school board.
Oh, please.
Well, nothing could be farther from the truth, because the quality of what is taught in schools, reading, writing, arithmetic, true history, our founding history, our founding documents, the premises that we were built on, all of that, if the kids don't get it, they come out lousy citizens. Well, if the schools are not well run, functioning, get good grades themselves on how well they teach the students, the community, property values go down in the community.
It's not only
the people who go to work in the jobs that are just getting out of school are very inept at what they do. The quality of life in the community goes down. It permeates everything we do. Our tax money pays for it, and by George, we should insist that we get decent quality for the taxes that we pay.
It's not only that. It also goes, if they're being taught CRT, if they're learning that socialism is better than capitalism, when they come out of there and decide, I want to make a difference and I'm going to run for office, that's what you're going to end up with.
And that
that's what
is
we're
part
facing
of
now.
The another facet of the organized effort to take our country down, to take us down a notch or two, and I want to go up, up, up. I want opportunity for all, and I want things to go swimmingly in the direction of prosperity and creativity and opportunity and all that good stuff.
You know, we do also say in who has a right to be involved with the school board. It's easier than ever now because these are usually online. So even if you can't make a meeting, you can go back and watch and see and keep abreast of what they are talking about. But the things that they are getting away with, and this is just one example of recent, Florida put out, good old Florida, running the race for
the free state.
They put out a call to replace math books. Math books. And they specifically put in there that it was to be about math, and there was not to be any CRT, there was not to be any this gender fluidity stuff, you know, things that you wouldn't think they would have to say, you know, was put in the math book. And
but you can see how it could sneakily go into written problems.
So much was snuck in there. And they, a specific request. This is like you saying, I want you to come cut my lawn, but you must use a green lawnmower. And people start showing up with red lawnmowers, right? It's like, what's the point? Well, you know, this is not what I requested. So anyway, they got these submissions, and it was an overwhelming. There were 67% of them had to be sent back because they had snuck that stuff into it.
Good grief.
And it was blatant, just, oh, disgusting, in a math book. So if they're getting that across in a math book, and they are so bold that they're like, hey, we're just going to, I know they said they don't want it, but we're going to stick it in there anyway. think about the school boards who aren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me talk about the research. When you start your research, start at the beginning. Go research the different parties. Look at their platforms. First, decide which platform you align with. That's your first indicator. Then you have to keep in mind that everybody that identifies with that party is not going to uphold that platform.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important for you to look at the individual. If they have a record, like Melissa said, if they are not incumbents and don't have a voting record, then try to find their social media record. There's something out there about them. Okay. And a lot of them now are doing radio interviews, TV ads, TV interviews. It's out there. Everything's electronic now. It's out there. If you want to know about it, you can find it. Go do your own research. Make up your own mind on who you're going to vote for and try to vote for somebody that aligns with your values. And I hope those values begin with belief in God and the Constitution and the founding principles. Well, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Bob, real quick, you were talking about the city of New Bern election.
Yes, I just wanted to remind people that this primary, first off, is in a very, very unusual date. It's because the courts got involved in it. So, but this is also a final election for some municipal offices.
Right.
Especially
city of
New Bern.
Yeah.
That there is no primary there.
Right.
This is it.
This is the final election for a city of New Bern, right? Okay, well, let's tell you about what's going on Monday night, May the 2nd at 6:30 at Stanley Hall Ballroom. Our state treasurer, Dale Falwell, contacted us and said he'd like to come down and give a State of the State address and tell us some good news about what's going on with our finances here in North Carolina. So we have arranged that. We've got Stanley Hall booked for 6:30 Monday evening, and Dale Falwell will be here to give us that address. And it's free. It's open to the public, and we hope you will all attend. And I believe he's going to give us some really good news. Matter of fact, we had him on the radio show a week ago, and he gave us a preview of some of that.
He got off of his motorcycle so he could be interviewed.
Yeah. So once again, State Treasurer, North Carolina State Treasurer, Dale Falwell, Monday night at Stanley Hall Ballroom. Then May 24th, usually our meeting is on the third Tuesday, but that would be primary day, election day. And so we had to move our meeting to the following week, which is the 24th of May. And on the 24th, we are doing our annual Back the Blue event. And that's where we will have Sheriff Chip Hughes from Craven County. We'll have Asa Buck from Carteret County. And
Chris Davis.
Chris Davis from Pamlico County.
So have the chief of police come in?
The chief of police of New Bern. What's his name? New guy. The new guy from New Bern.
Yeah. Patrick Gallagher, I think.
Yeah. So that sounds, yeah, Gallagher. Anyway, he's going to be there also. And what we have asked the sheriffs to do, as always, is identify a deputy that they feel is should be recognized for their outstanding achievements. And we will present them some awards. It's always a good time, and their families usually are with them, and we get to acknowledge their sacrifices as well as the officers themselves. And it's always when you get Sheriff Chip Hughes and Asa Buck together, that's a hoot right there. So you don't want to miss that. Also, they usually bring one of the canine units with them and put on a demonstration. So we're looking forward to that May 24th again at Stanley Hall, downtown New Bern. That one will be at 7 p.m. So
just come by and shake their hand and say thank you for protecting us.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. Please remember to visit our sponsors. I don't know what's wrong with my tongue today, but anyway, visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there.
If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.